It's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Hello, hello, hello! It is February 9th, and I'm DJ Marcus. I'm a whole couple minutes later than normal, but in exciting news, I was able to set up some transparent port forwarding using FirewallD, and we can bypass a firewall issue that was causing headaches for like 2 weeks. So, anyway, very excited. Finally read the stupid man page for FirewallD, and read your man pages, everyone. They will have lots of answers and tips and tricks, and you don't have to spend a week staying up really late and being under a lot of stress. So, anyway, hello. I'm glad to be here with you today. If you want to interact, you can join in comm. All you have to do is SSH over to SDF, and then once you're there, type comm, which is the chat program, hit enter, and then type G for go to, and then type a non-radio. And once you do that, well, let's see, I'm going to do it right now. Comm, G for go to, type a non-radio, hit enter, boom. You get a cool ASCII art banner that says a non-radio, and then you get a list of all the people in the room. And if you press R, you can see a recent trackback and see what was recently posted. And then you can see that we've got Exiled in the house, Publius, W. Visser, Ratsu. Heck yeah. Welcome, welcome one and all. Oh, com.comrc. Oh, and MS Tony, or Miss Tony, or M. Stoney, one of the two. Anyway, welcome, welcome one and all. And apparently I need to read the com manual, because there's a comrc file that you can use to set a default channel, I'd assume. Anyway, thanks so much. This will be slightly abridged just because I joined so late. So anyway, let's get going. First I'm going to set my timer so that I don't go long, since I'm starting late. Alright, it's almost 7 minutes in. Alright, well, now that that's all out of the way, we start the way we always start.
World news.
That is correct. It is time for the world news. We're starting off in Greece. Greek premier orders full lockdown in Athens after surge in coronavirus cases. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis on Tuesday announced a full lockdown in the capital Athens and the surrounding region to curb a resurgence in coronavirus cases and ease pressure on badly stretched health services. The new restrictions in the Athens region, where half of Greece's population of 11 million lives, includes closing non-essential shops and schools from February 11th until the end of the month. I will not hide in the next 2 months, restrictions may be imposed and lifted depending on the level of alarm, he said, being prime minister. He said after chairing an emergency meeting with ministers and health experts. But this is also the last mile towards freedom. Authorities registered 1,526 infections on Tuesday, more than double the number recorded a day earlier, half of them in the wider Athens area, with COVID-19-related deaths reaching 6,017 since the coronavirus was first detected. What? Hard mouse left? Oh no! Anyway... cool. Yeah, ComRC seems like a really cool tool, so I'm going to check it out. All right, now let's go up here to Europe, and this has come to us from The Guardian, and it's kind of news. I don't know. It's one of these things. German prosecutors have charged a 100-year-old man with 3,518 counts of accessory to murder on allegations he served during the Second World War as a Nazi SS guard at a concentration camp on the outskirts of Berlin. The man is alleged to have worked at the Sachsenhausen camp. I'm going to put that in comm. Sachsenhausen. Publius can testify from personal experience that Athens is a large, dense metropolitan area. Huh. Well, that makes sense then. The man's alleged to work at this camp between 1942 and 1945 as an enlisted member of the Nazi Party's paramilitary wing, said Cyril Clement, who led the investigation of the centenarian for the Neuruppin prosecutor's office. The man's name was not released in line with German privacy laws. Despite his advanced age, the suspect is considered fit enough to stand trial, though accommodations may have to be made to limit how many hours a day the court is in session, according to Clement. The Neuruppin office was handed the case in 2019 by the Special Federal Prosecutor's Office in Ludwigsburg, tasking with investigating Nazi-era war crimes. It comes after prosecutors in the northern town of Itzehoe, announced accessory to murder charges last week against a 95-year-old woman who worked during the war as the secretary of the SS commandant of the Stutthof concentration camp. That case and the charges against the 100-year-old man both rely on a recent legal precedent in Germany establishing that anyone who helped Nazi camp function can be prosecuted for the accessory to the murders committed there. So, yeah, it's very surprising. These World War II cases, a lot of times when you think about World War II and the past like that, it seems so far away. And then there's still people alive that were, you know, working these camps, massacring people. And so, I don't know. I'm not sure how much longer. I agree with Publius in the chat. I'm not sure how much longer people will be alive to stand trial for these crimes. But anyway, it's good. It's good that they're finally facing justice. But it's kind of I don't know, a 100-year-old or a 90-year-old feeble person on trial. It's like there's not much punishment you can extract from them. They are near death. But hopefully it brings closure to those that were harmed or who have been harmed. So, anyway. Only good Nazi's a dead Nazi, is what they say. I think that's the right way to say it. But anyway. Yeah, Nazis are bad. And hopefully they all go extinct. Let's keep moving. From Germany down to New Zealand. We've got an interesting case. I thought this was very interesting and kind of fit in here. A Maori member of parliament's been ejected from the New Zealand parliament for refusing to wear a tie. Male MPs can only ask questions in the debating chamber if wearing a tie. Speaker Trevor Mallard twice prevented Rawiri Waititi from asking questions. I'm going to put his name in comm since I sometimes say it. All right. And it's not about ties. It's about cultural identity, mate, Mr. Waititi said while exiting the chamber, local media reported. He has called ties a colonial noose and wore a greenstone pendant instead. After being stopped for a second time, Mr. Waititi continued with his question until Mr. Mallard ordered him to leave the chamber. Mr. Waititi called Mr. Mallard's treatment of him unconscionable, adding that he was wearing Maori business attire. Co-leader of the Maori Party, Debbie Ngarwia Packer, who was herself wearing a tie, pleaded her colleague's case, but to no avail. This is just the latest tie-based spat between the MP and the Speaker. Late last year, Mr. Waititi was told that he would be ejected from the House if he didn't wear a tie. In his first speech to Parliament, he said, "Take the noose from around my neck so that I may sing my song." So. So, yeah. Anyway, sorry, there's an emotional toll thinking about the Holocaust. And anyway, it's just a real bummer. that's like the most reductive thing ever. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that genocide. What a real bummer. Real bummer. Harsh my buzz. All right, let's keep on moving. Come on, stay with it.
World all right. News.
Just gotta push the blender.
World news.
Push that blender around, get all the thoughts swirling. Let's go. All right. From Reuters, Spain is going to reform free speech laws after a rapper was ordered jailed. Spain will ease its restrictions on free speech, the government said on Tuesday, in response to a nationwide furor over a rapper ordered jailed over a song and tweets. A change in the law would not, by itself, prevent the jailing of Pablo Hasel, who has been ordered to surrender by the end of the week to serve a 9-month prison sentence imposed in 2018 under a security law known in Spain as the gag law. He said he will not turn himself in. Hassel's lyrics and tweets, which include references to banned guerrilla groups, compared a court to Nazis, and called former King Juan Carlos a mafia capo, were found under the 2015 law to have encouraged violence and insulted the monarchy. More than 200 artists, including film director Pedro Almodovar, actor Javier Bardem, and singer Joan Manuel Serra, have signed a petition against Hassel's jailing, calling for the law to be changed. Hassel's supporters have demonstrated, demanding he not be jailed. In a statement, the leftist coalition government said the reform would introduce milder penalties rather than prison and target only actions that clearly involve the creation of a risk to public order or provoke some kind of violent conduct. So, we'll see what's going on there. And I think that it's important. I'm a wreck. It's okay, though. Because
world news.
We've got world news, and that'll help us. Here, let's talk about something lighter. Squawking birds blow the whistle on fake video trying to tilt Ecuador's election. An attempt to influence the Ecuadorian elections with a fake video purportedly showing left-wing guerrillas endorsing one of the candidates was thwarted by a ground-dwelling bird and a keen-eared ornithologist. In the videos shared on social media before the election's first round on Sunday, three masked and armed men stood before the red and black flag. Oh man, commas are your friend. Before the red and black flag of the ELN, that's Echo Lima November, Colombia's largest remaining guerrilla force, and expressed their support for the leftist candidate Andre Arauz. A caption at the foot of the screen described the setting as the Colombian juggle, but a shrill whistle from somewhere in the shrub gave the game away. I recognized the whistle instantly, and I knew that the video could not be filmed in Colombia, said Manuel Sanchez, an ornithologist and bird guide. He'd identified the avian whistleblower as a pale-browed tinamou, which is not native to Colombia. Tinamous are quite primitive birds. They live on the forest floor, and they don't sing. They have short, inflected whistles, said Sanchez. It was just luck that this particular species lives in a very small and rare dry forest ecosystem in western Ecuador and northwest Peru. Although the ELN have previously operated in northern Ecuador, there is no record of activity in those ecosystem areas. Spelling mistakes, strange accents, and unlikely weaponry further undermined the authenticity of the video, which emerged after the Colombian weekly magazine Semana claimed it had uncovered documents showing ELN support for Arauz. The ELN denies the claim and disavowed the video. So this is pretty good stuff there, right? Sanchez hopes the attention his own tweets have brought will draw international attention to the plight of the pale-browed tinamou's habitat. The Tumbesian dry forest we share with Peru is one of the most threatened ecosystems in the Americas due to the growth of the shrimping industry, agriculture, and roads, he said. Ecuador will be holding a runoff vote in April. So, we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool that, like, a bird, like, these little details that you don't... little details like that are kind of... what pop up. And if you're a fan of Mastodon, you know that Twitter is often called the bird site, or the bird site cross post is usually what I see. It's so pretty funny. All right, we're at 18 minutes after the hour, which means we're about 12, a little over 11 minutes and some change to the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It happens every day at 1930 UTC. Which means we're getting awfully close to the...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Getting awful close to this music time. So let's go ahead and run through a couple of headlines in the international section before we play a song. First up, arms dealing and warmongering time. UK approved $1.9 billion of arms sales to Saudi Arabia since ban was lifted. The UK signed off on arms exports worth nearly £1.4 billion, or $1.9 billion US, to Saudi Arabia between July and September last year, following the lifting of a ban on weapon sales to the Gulf country, a move critics slammed as immoral amid the continuing war in Yemen. The publishing of the figures by the UK Department for International Trade on Tuesday came days after the United States President Joe Biden said his country was ending all support for offensive operations. The announcement prompted mounting calls for the UK, the US's main ally, to do the same, but British officials so far have refused to follow suit. The UK's previous moratorium on arms sales to Saudi Arabia came into effect in June 2019 after its High Court issued a landmark ruling forcing officials to pause sales amid concern the weapons would be used in violation of international humanitarian law. KSA? What is KSA? I don't know. Let's ask Google. Or, excuse me, start page. Saudi Arabia. Oh, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. That makes sense. I was like, what are you talking about? Anyway, I'm in Austin, Texas, and SA, when I see the letters SA together, I always think San Antonio. And so then I was like, I don't know what. I was like, K, is that a direction? Potassium San Antonio is what I thought. Anyway, what else is going on? Well, Myanmar is still burning down. There are protests going on, and the internet's been getting cut on and off, but we do get news out of there, and those people are suffering. Police in Myanmar have fired rubber bullets during a demonstration in the capital as thousands defied a ban on protests. Water cannon and tear gas has also been used against protesters, but reports of live bullet usage are unconfirmed. This is coming to us from the BBC. One woman is in hospital in critical condition with a head wound. Protesters are standing against a military coup that removed the elected government last week. Tuesday was the fourth consecutive day of protests. A ban on large public gatherings and nighttime curfews has been instigated on some cities, with military leader Ming Aung Hlaing warning that no one is above the law. The demonstrators are demanding the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, along with senior leaders of her National League for Democracy Party, which is the NLD. She was arrested when the military seized power and declared a year-long state of emergency on February 1st. The NLD said its party headquarters in Yangon had been raided and destroyed by the military. It's the first acknowledgement of the protests. Myanmar's state TV said police had also been injured while trying to disperse aggressive protesters. It said a police truck was destroyed in the city of Mandalay. So, yeah. Thanks, Publius. You're great help with pronunciation issues. And anybody in comm, if I'm ever saying the name of something totally wrong, let me know. And I will try my best. I'm just a dumb Texas person. Anyway. So yeah, there's protests going on 4 days straight, and we'll see what's going on. We'll see what happens. Anyway. Control U, enter. Alright. Of course, no word yet if Steven Seagal or any other action heroes are going to try and save the country. Wrangler is the future. All right, let's keep going. Sorry, it's 22 after. That means, oh my gosh, you know what that means.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
It's time. It's time. It's time. And you know what? We're going to play Spanish Pipe Dream because that's how I'm feeling today.
She was a level-headed dancer.
This is John Prine, by the way.
Alcohol, and I was just a soldier on the way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck, and these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV. Throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and acted real naive, for I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Just as I was leaving, well, she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. And here is the reason why. We blew up our TV,
threw away our papers,
went to the country, built us a home, had a lot of children,
no money,
fed them on peaches, they all found Jesus on their own.
Oh man, gotta love that song.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Alright, we've got that was such a silly, I couldn't even be serious with that radio voice. Anyway, it's time to run through a few bits of tech news.
It's time for tech news.
And then we'll see if we've got time for the little bits of headlines that have been missed. But let's go through it. First up, space! UAE spacecraft Hope nears Mars in historic flight. So this is exciting. A spacecraft from the United Arab Emirates swung into orbit around Mars on Tuesday in a triumph for the Arab world's... Around Mars on Tuesday, and a triumph from the Arab world's first interplanetary mission. Mission controllers at the UAE Space Center in Dubai announced the unmanned craft, called Amal, Arabic for Hope, reached the end of its nearly seven-month, 300-million-mile journey and began circling the red planet, where it will gather detailed data on Mars's atmosphere. The orbiter fired its main engines for 27 minutes in an intricate, high-stakes maneuver that slowed the craft enough for it to be captured by Mars gravity. After the engine firing, it took a nail-biting 15 minutes or so for the signal confirming success to reach Earth. Ground controllers rose to their feet and broke into applause. Tensions were high. Over the years, Mars has been the graveyard for a multitude of missions from various countries. So, very cool, very cool. Bitcoin is on a rally. Elon Musk of Tesla. Elon directed the company to spend several billion dollars, like $1.5 billion in cryptocurrency to invest into Bitcoin, and that has driven the price up. Elon Musk takes a lot of joy in manipulating the markets that he can manipulate. Bitcoin went as high as $43,625 a coin as of 1300 GMT. Really makes you rethink buying those pizzas for like 20 Bitcoins back in the day. The electric car maker unveiled the investment 10 days after its chief executive, Elon Musk, drove up the cryptocurrency's price by adding a Bitcoin hashtag on his Twitter profile page. So, pretty wild. Tesla will also start accepting Bitcoin soon, so keep an eye on that. GM is still suffering from Chipageddon that we talked about a while ago. General Motors Company said on Tuesday it's extending production cuts at three North American plants until at least mid-March due to a global semiconductor chip shortage, while vehicles at two other factories would only be partially built. GM's shares dipped 1.6% after the announcement, did not disclose the impact volumes or say which supplier and vehicle parts were affected by the shortage, but it said it would focus on keeping production running at plants building its high-profile vehicles, full-size trucks, and SUVs. GM said it's intended to make up as much lost production as possible once the shortage is eased. See how that goes. We're running out of time. Ubisoft revised its full-year guidance after a record third quarter. The iPhone 12 mini sales are slow as smaller smartphones lose appeal. And a former Obama official has been named the U.S. Postal Service board chair. So, yeah, so hopefully the Bitcoin miners and the automakers and everyone else using all these custom chips can come together and figure out what's going on. Anyway, Oh, there we go. Anyway, yeah, there's so much going on in the world. I'm glad you spent some time with me today to learn what I thought was cool. But yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Today was Tuesday, February 9th, 2021.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Ooh, yeah! Turn it on and out! Oh, look, we got a couple of seconds here.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System. DJ.